Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big busts.
With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And high-value picks.
With the 262nd pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Don't have Mike? Is that what that... Yes, okay, we don't have Mike Parker. Okay. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll get Mike, Doc Parker.
We'll get the Doc on the horn. Mail sack coming up in about 13 minutes from now. A couple of more NBA playoff thoughts that I would like to get to. I don't think I have anything else in my notes other than that. The hockey was great last night. We need to talk about that, of course.
Jokic is a blank top center in NBA history right now. Just of players you've seen in your life.
Yeah, I'm just going to go my lifetime.
It's got to be your lifetime, so we will remove Wilt.
Yeah. Kareem technically would play in my lifetime.
Yeah, but Kareem, you didn't watch Kareem.
I didn't watch Kareem.
Yeah, not unless you watched.
What was his last year in the league? 94?
90...
Did he last longer than that?
90? 91?
I feel like it was later than that, wasn't it?
I think he missed the finals against the Bulls.
Did he not play in that finals?
I did not believe so.
He played until 1989. Yeah. You were correct. So 1989 was his last year. Yeah. So he was done the year that I was born. God, this is tough.
He's top three for me.
Top three. I'm trying to think. Well, Shaq is in the top three.
Shaq dreaming him.
Yeah. I was trying to think if Hakeem was the number three or if there's somebody else that I'm forgetting as a big.
Hakeem's my one. Miren Fader's writing a book on Hakeem, and it's coming out. I cannot wait.
So if you're fantasy drafting, you're taking Hakeem Olajuwon Prime over Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, because I think if Hakeem plays in this generation, he's able to do a lot of what...
Okay.
I mean, if you go watch... I'm talking like early 90s
Yeah.
Hakeem.
Yeah.
He wasn't some stiff on the block.
No.
Just backing down. That dude was moving and grooving.
He was. One of the best of all time.
I love the dream.
Hey, we got him. We always knew we would get him. He's the best. Mike Parker, voice of Oregon State, at MEPOSU on Twitter. Go give him a follow. One of our favorites to chat with. Doc, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm okay. It's been a long time, guys, and thanks for having me back on. I didn't, you know, wasn't meaning to dodge you last week. I think you wanted to do a preview, and to preview something that, you know, usually, you know, if there's a sneak preview, you talk to somebody, they've seen the movie or read the book, and that's why you're getting them on. I know the spring showcase hadn't happened, so nobody had previewed it per se, but with my schedule and the local show that I do, in Corvallis, Albany, in the Mid-Valley, and with the travel that I was engaged in with baseball being in Reno and Berkeley all of last week, my sense of how things were going in spring football, even though I'd talked to some coaches here and there, was limited. So you were asking for a preview in a sense of the spring showcase, and I would have said, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure I could have given you much. And I'm not sure I can give you much today because I was in Berkeley while the Beavers were engaged in the spring practice.
Well, that's okay, Doc. Nobody played in the spring showcase is what we ended up finding out. Let me ask you a very random question. I asked Andy before we got you on, in his lifetime. So he's born in 1989, okay? So in his lifetime, where Jokic ranks of centers in the NBA in his lifetime.
Who, in his lifetime.
In his lifetime.
Yeah.
Let me Oregon State this question to you. Who are the top three athletes that make Mike Doc Parker most excited to go call the game of said athlete on said team?
Okay, you're talking about in my life with the Beavers from 1999 until the upcoming year. I got you. Well, Steven Jackson would be one in maybe even, you know, as much as I loved Jaquizz, and Jaquizz in a sense was even had, I think, you know, better teams than Steven played on. You know, Steven played 01, 02, 03, and 8 and 5. And the Quiz teams had some, you know, the 08 team in particular and 09 both, you know, had shots and at getting to Pasadena. So, even so, Steven Jackson was just so compelling of a force on the field. So I'd probably put him in. If I'm just doing three sports, he might be number one in football. In hoops, GP2 for that 2-year run. Yeah. You know, he just did such amazing things, and I still laugh when I think about his papa Gary when Craig was recruiting. Craig Robinson was recruiting GP2. Gary would say to all of us and would, you know, said to me in an interview here and there, and I asked him about his son, and he'd say, well, he's a little more athletic than I was. And I used to think that was a comment back in the old days when people used to say, and we don't anymore, and I'm glad, and we shouldn't, but people used to say, well, she's got a good personality. No, I almost thought it was just, you know, I'm glad that sort of phraseology doesn't, it shouldn't and never should have, but it's a way of trying to say something nice when you're trying to talk about somebody. And I almost thought about him when I was first hearing about, yeah, it looks like the Beavers are recruiting Gary's son, and I thought, oh, that's nice. You know, that's nice of the Beavers to be doing that. You know, that's sort of how I felt about it when I was first hearing about it. Because nobody was telling me, and then you should see this guy do the things that he can do. It's unbelievable. Nobody fucked him up like that. Craig's staff didn't. They just said, yeah, well, we think he can help us. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I still heard the dunk he made against Kansas in Kansas City. Supposed neutral site game that I still have on my DVR, and occasionally just to watch that, we'll go back and watch that again and watch that again because of the fans in the arena all as one falling back, you know, their shoulders, and they just fall back in their seats as GP2 rises from the right of the lane, flies through the lane, and dunks on Kansas. The whole crowd, Kansas has seen some pretty good hoopers through the years, and the crowd is wow, you know, that type of thing. So GP2 is the most compelling force.
Hey, you know, Doc, hold on one second. I hate to cut you off real quick. Sorry, yeah. We are having some technical difficulties. We're going to try and get you back on just real quick because I want to hear the rest of that answer. Let's just see if it works second time around and see if we can get him back on.
Pretty funny how it lines up where he uses the term "she's got a great personality," given we were debating when people used to call ladies toots.
We did. We opened the show with toots conversation.
Old school phrases that men used to say
She's got a good personality.
Towards women.
I think that became in the modern day the opposite of it. Like, she looks really smart. We did a lot of those. Like, she looks really, she's really smart over there.
A great personality.
She's got a great personality.
I'm not shocked because there hasn't been a lot of men's hoop success in Doc's, you know, calling Oregon State play-by-play career.
Not a big swath of players to choose from post-1999.
He nailed it. Yeah. There has been, in his run...
I want to know his baseball pick, though. I'm curious what his baseball pick is.
Yeah, does he go... Who does he go?
Madrigal?
Bazana? Does he go Conforto? Oh, yeah, maybe a pitching... I mean, they had stud pitchers. Canham at catcher.
They did.
I don't know where he goes. But it is GP2. That dude, he had some... little help. That dude single-handedly took that team back to the tournament for the first time, broke that streak, got them back. He was unbelievable. And I'm kind of with him. Used to hear Gary talk about this. In fact, I heard the interview that Doc was referencing with Gary Payton. And he did. He was like, oh, my kid's way more athletic. And I kind of had somewhat, I didn't think about that term, but same thing of, okay, yeah. Yeah, you're in the NBA, buddy.
Yeah.
This guy's coming from community college.
Are we going to try him again, or is he just, no, okay, we're aborting the mission. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to work. He did say on the baseball end he wanted to finish his
Who
question.
Who is it?
Travis Bizana.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's over Ellsbury, over Adley Rutschman. Huh? He said Travis Bizana.
This dude Bizana, I know they just got swept by Cal. Their pitching is a disaster right now. They can score 10 runs and that game's not over.
Yeah.
That dude does have a lot of, like, people are putting him in GOAT conversation stuff. And I'm not, again, you don't have to win the championship. But it is interesting you have some players in your decorated run here.
Who have multiple titles.
Multiple titles. Adley, you know, winning it in his last year. For him to reach those heights for people, I think speaks to just how insanely good he's been for them.
Is the panic rational or irrational from Oregon State baseball fan right now?
Oh, well, I would argue, I think diehard Beaver fan, we have a couple P1s that will reach out to me from time to time. I think most of them have been following that this pitching staff or pitching situation is questionable.
Yeah.
And I think because you get swept by a team like Cal, it like gets amplified. Yeah. If you can't protect 9, 10 run leads.
Metal bats, man. You never know what could happen.
Well, yeah, you're right. You don't
Craziness
know what happens.
Ensues.
I screenshotted a lot of Beaver responses to hold in case they go to Omaha, but yeah, it's a bit of a problem if you can score 9 runs and not guarantee yourself a victory.
Do my Ducks have a chance this weekend, Swag? Are they any good this year? They're ranked in the top 25,
yeah,
aren't
Ducks
they?
Ducks have been ranked in the top 25. They had a tough weekend in Stanford. They lost 2 out of 3. That was the first series they lost in conference play. Their pitching kind of got knocked around.
Is Stanford any good this year?
Stanford's
always
consistent.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they have a World Series, you know, an Omaha-worthy team, but they never seem to be bad. So this will be, yeah, both these teams coming in off scratchy series, they will be looking, whoever wins this will go right back up to the top of the Pac-12 standings.
Bring it on, bitches.
So, yeah, this is an important series. And then they play Tuesday in Eugene after this series.
But that's a no-countsies game,
it's
right?
It's a no-countsies in the conference.
That makes sense.
Counts in the win column.
Yeah, but not
the
column.
The overall
not
conference.
The conference
not
column.
The conference win
but
column.
The overall win column. You know where it counts in our hearts. Okay?
You know, I'm a little excited. Bummed. I think he needed us today more than we needed him, and I was the one that reached out for the interview.
I know.
But
I apologized to him and wished him well, and hopefully it was a great Civil War series.
Been doing
and
that a lot lately with people.
And
would have loved to hear the rest of his answer, but you know, hey, thanks for the 6 minutes, Mike Doc Parker. It was great before it ended there, and yeah, there you go. Oregon State's going through a tough time, and it would have been fun to hear that whole thing. Big baseball series this weekend in Corvallis, Oregon, and Oregon State are playing. And I, you know, there's a lot on my plate this weekend. NFL draft's going to be going on. Playoffs continue. I'm watching
Don't
a little bit.
Lie.
What channel are these games on?
These will be on the Pac-12 Network.
Pac-12 Network.
Swag.
We're still on there. Okay,
he's
let's
liar.
Go. And
he's
I got the Oregon Spring game on Saturday
absolutely.
Too. We're jam-packed.
I'm not lying to you. I ain't following anything this weekend.
Oh, we know you're not following anything.
You're following your fraternity brothers to the bathroom.
You're
so you
falling
can piss
down
and
the
throw
stairs.
The
well, you're falling down. All right, I'm following all this stuff. Okay, I'm excited. It's going to be a great sports weekend. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we? Get your questions into the Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. We will answer them coming up next on the Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back in. 8:18 on your Tuesday morning. We're live on YouTube. A little delayed today, but we're up there. Everybody watching, shout out to you. We had a big group of people just hanging out watching a screen that said 1080 The Fan waiting to go live. So we love you all. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we?
Please.
See what we got today. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Huh? Give me any distraction at this point.
How about a Bill Oram fart? How does that do it
That
for
would
it?
Sum it up, actually.
Mail sack question. You get to eat the cuisine of only one continent for an entire month. Which one do you choose?
South America.
Yeah, that's a pretty good go-to. I'm trying to think of European food outside of Italian that would, like, strike my fancy.
Actually, let me
French
reconsider
food.
This.
Yeah.
Spanish food.
Yeah. You do get a, mix. Europe's a pretty good
one. Europe. I'm going Europe. I'm
going
pivoting.
Europe.
Like Russian food, you know, Eastern European, I don't think that does a ton for you. Brits, the Brits.
Scandinavian, I get some Swedish meatballs
That's
in
true.
There.
That's true. Swedish meatballs, a little corv for
your
fancy.
Yeah, I'm going Europe. I'm changing my answer.
I think I like Italian food
largely
that
because of Greece. I like Greek food. Mediterranean
Greek food.
I'm all in.
Yeah, you got to go Europe. Yeah. We all love our South American food. It just, you know, you're a little more limited in the quantity. They got a large swath over in Europe.
Well, what would you, let me ask you this. We're a country of stealing identity.
Yes, we are.
What is North America's?
Hot dogs. Did we do the hot dog? Were we the first hot dog?
No.
Is barbecue our thing? I know South America has their... But
that's not bad. Like, yeah, I think we're known for barbecue,
making a sugary sauce to put all over our meat.
You're damn
Maybe
right.
Maybe that's probably us.
I love putting sugary sauce on my meat. It tastes delicious.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, we do cheese.
Deep fried cheese.
I mean, we're not really
curds.
The first cheese people, but we do
then you
cheese.
You got Canada. You got poutine.
Poutine.
Yeah, don't follow North America. Mail sack question. I just golfed Chambers Bay over the weekend, and I'm still sore from the walk and the weather.
Really?
What is the hardest walk you've ever experienced on a golf course? Chambers Bay is up there. Any of the Bandon courses are in the mix as well.
Yeah, Bandon when it's quite windy.
When it's windy and
it's
raining.
It's just hard to stand straight up.
You're walking up a hill and it's blowing in your face. Don't pull that. It's tough.
I will say, having walked and never had any cart for any of those courses, Trails is a pretty tough walk.
Trails is a hike.
It's in the back. I know it doesn't have necessarily the wind that Dunes or... both Dunes courses or Sheep has, but Trails was a lot of hills. I mean, eventually you have to have like a ride up.
You do.
To get to the one of the holes, it's like a downhill par
nine,
four,
yeah.
And then you got to walk down a sandy little trail with your golf cart. And
the dude just chilling in a Tacoma. That's his job.
Just waiting.
Just waiting. Yeah. Next group, pull him up. Okay, back to the bottom of the hill.
We got yelled at by that guy because we didn't know what to do. Nobody really explained that. And then he was like, come on, let's go. And we were like, who are you?
Are you stealing us
Stranger
right now?
Stranger danger. And you got to hold your cart out. And he just, you know, drags you along, and you're holding your cart as you're holding on to the back of his trunk. You're just bumping up and down.
Yeah, we did the Northwest Golf Guys thing in Chambers Bay last year, and it was a ton of fun to do. And I was very thankful because they do shotgun starts, so you start on every hole. And we got the second hole,
yeah,
which was perfect because you didn't have to walk too far. It was just right around the corner. Some people had to go all the way out to, like, number six. You got to walk a mile and a half just to get to your hole to begin. Chambers Bay is definitely in the mix. I would say hardest walk locally, probably Chehalem Glen. Don't walk that course.
That's a tough one. Up in Washington, Gold Mountain is...
I don't ever play Gold Mountain.
Can be can be a tough walk.
Oregon Golf Club is brutal.
No,
Oregon
Golf that's Club. That's it.
Oregon Golf Club.
Chehalem Glen does have a couple like really steep up and downs. It's Oregon Golf Club.
Yeah.
My foot, actually, I might change my answer to the Oregon Golf Club.
You going Oregon Golf Club final answer?
I usually walk most courses. You know, it's tough and it can probably exhaust you from your golf game, but it's great exercise.
Yes, it is.
I remember at the end of our pro-am with the LPGA player.
Lindsey Weaver Wright.
On 17, we hit our tee shots. It's a dog right. I thought I broke my foot. I legitimately thought my foot was broken from walking the hills at Oregon Golf Club.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. A lot up and down. Mail sack question. Do you guys follow the 5-second rule with food? If so, are there some surfaces where it never applies under any circumstances?
No, I am a food snob. I'm a germaphobe. This is pre-COVID, by the way. It's basically my whole life since I was about 7 or 8. I don't live by a 5-second rule. It touches the ground, it's gone. It's done. It's my dog's food. Dirt has a 10-second rule.
I got like a minute and a half rule.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
That thing's still out there. You got to build up your immune system. No, there are some sort of like my, it depends on when the last time I swept or vacuumed in the kitchen. Because the dog shedding is a major issue. And the second you pick up food, if there is like any semblance of dog hair on there, it's an immediate throw out. But if I just vacuumed, there's not many surfaces that I won't eat off of.
Not so much a 5-second rule. If it goes down, it's pretty much done.
So you're like me.
So you're more you lean spray gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have to be
I could drop a whole T-bone ribeye steak on the ground. It's done. I don't care if I get it in 2 seconds.
Perfectly cooked. It's drop gone. It on the ground.
She gone.
She gone. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't mess around with that stuff.
Call me. I'll come over and eat it. I bet it's delightful. Don't pull that. Mail sack question. You can only pick
please,
one.
I am begging you, if you do any one thing after the show, 8:24 a.m. on the logger, please pull that for us. Please.
To the roof, Daddy! Oh,
that could apply at any given moment in so many disgusting ways.
Mail sack question. You can only pick one to visit all NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, or NFL stadiums, or 1 year of free flying miles.
So I can travel anytime, anywhere?
Wait, what was that again?
So you can pick a league to go see all their stadiums in 1 year,
okay,
or 1 year of free flying miles. It's a very random, specific question.
So like if I choose the Chargers, for example, I go to all the Chargers games?
No, you visit all the stadiums in the entire league. So all NHL stadiums, all NBA stadiums, Major League Baseball,
I got kids.
Or NFL.
I do a 4 a.m. show. Like, I'm too tired. I'm doing the airline miles.
Yeah, airline miles. Yeah. Because then if I save on all of that, then I got money to buy tickets.
I have no interest also in seeing some of the venues in sports. I'm not one of these, like, I have to go to every state. Like, if you told me you had free Jags tickets, I'm out.
So I want to like narrow this question down. If you could pick, the flying miles are always nice.
Also, live NFL games suck.
They're not great.
It's much better
on
television.
I would go to...
If you could pick one of the core four sports to go see all the stadiums...
It would be NHL. I want to go experience the hockey environment. I think
in
it's
Arizona.
As good. Well, I don't have to go there anymore. I'll be going to Salt Lake City.
Mullet Arena.
The environment was pretty good. It's a packed house almost
You want to go to
night.
San Jose? One of the worst teams in
Shark
hockey?
Tank?
Catch the feeding.
Shark Tank?
Number one pick in the draft?
They have faithful fans.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
To me, it's a no-brainer. Like, if I said, here, I'll pay for all of your travel. You get to go visit every stadium in
the league.
It's
got to be baseball.
It's got to be baseball.
Because it's summer.
It's summertime.
It's the weather advantage.
Well, and also, like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. Is there anything that's unique about NHL or NBA arenas? I'm not saying every atmosphere is the same, but it's all the same floor. All the arenas look generally the same.
Well, but you're omitting the difference. It's the atmosphere. So, MLB, I think we agree on the MLB stadium thing. I think that could be cool, except the Rays. I don't care about Rays.
But every ballpark's different, different backdrop, different food items. Like, it's all different.
But I think, especially watching all the environments so far in the NHL playoffs and most of them in the NBA playoffs,
but some environments are different.
I mean, you can do that in baseball, though. What are the playoff atmospheres like in baseball stadiums?
Like, if you give me...
Game at Lambeau Field.
Like, last night, right? Like, Denver went nuts. It was insane. Yeah. Denver also, when they're really bad, that crowd doesn't care. It's a football city. But if you're talking matching the enthusiasm, loud craziness of MSG last night in that 5-point comeback with 30 seconds... What's the baseball stadium you think matches that insanity and electricity of that moment. And I'm not saying there's not great baseball places, but what's the stadium that can match that? MSG, Mike Breen.
I mean, I'll use
banging everybody around. Joel Embiid choking a 5-point lead away.
Bang!
Bang!
Like, I do that on the golf course.
What matches that?
Probably
moment?
The Philly Stadium. I remember when they were, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, when they went to the World Series 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Phillies is good.
Both years they beat the Braves.
I would argue too. This is a reminder of how dumb it is. And there's a lot of markets like this in baseball. Like old Yankee Stadium was that way. Like,
yeah,
old Yankee when Bronx, it would get rocking and they would hit a big home run and some kid would steal a home run for Derek Jeter and they would cheat their way to another World Series. That place would go absolutely bananas.
I've heard Safeco, T-Mobile, like the Bravos are back in town. No, I'm not saying it matches MSG.
Come on,
but I've heard that place rocking
13 times a year.
Why do you got to do that? They're red hot.
Are they?
Yeah, they're almost 500.
Oh, nice.
So is my team.
They're only one game back. Let's get two more quick ones here. Millsack, is being a supporter of your college football team ever been more exhausting? Seems that in 2024, in order to be relevant in college football, you must win, fill the stadium on game day, fill the stadium for the spring game, donate to the school, donate to NIL, make sure every TV is on to derive. Television numbers consistently be keeping up with social media tags to keep the school trending. Am I crazy to think the total effort required to keep programs relevant will start to push the diehard fans to simply casual ones? Note the NFL has all this marketing and money built in. We just show up as fans and it's ready.
I will say, I don't know if that's a hardcore P1, a softcore P2, maybe an occasional P4.
I'm going to go softcore.
You can check tape of this show. I said months ago, there is no happy fan base in college football. None. None of them are happy. Bama, you got all these titles. You got all the success and relevance. We hit our coach now! Georgia, great season. First loss in 2 years. How miserable are they?
Roll damn time.
Florida State, undefeated. Conference championship. You're not in the playoff. Washington, welcome back. Oh, never mind. You're going to take a step back.
And we'll see you.
Hey, Oregon, can't beat Washington. Hey, USC, you've gone to the Big Ten, but you're 7-5, and we don't know if your quarterback's going to be amazing, and your defense sucks. Like, you go Clemson. Clemson, for most of my life, Clemsoning was a term used as choking. And then Dabo won two titles, but he refuses to grow at the sport, and now they're miserable. I said this months ago. There are no happy fan bases in college football specifically. None. Name it. Who's the happy fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different. Like, Michigan's probably happy right now because they finally won a national title.
Yeah, and their coach gutted the coaching staff, like, there's no, like, ton of returning talent. Nobody knows if this new guy's going to be good. Yeah, I think they're happy kickoff.
There's different shades of happiness and unhappiness. That's for sure. Like, some are happier, obviously, than others, and some are in much better situations than others. I do agree with the general premise, though. It is. And some people would say it's good for the sport because it never goes away. It's always recruiting. It's always portal. Like, college football is more in the news now.
But it's becoming
than
politics.
It ever been, but it's becoming politics.
Angry.
And for the programs that are lower on the totem pole, it feels more exhausting than it does for the bigger ones. For the bigger ones, you lose a guy here or there. You bring in a guy here or there. Maybe a coach might leave every once in a while. But for the smaller ones, it feels like you're constantly swimming upstream and there's nothing that you can do to gain relevancy.
You could certainly point to a couple shows that you think already apply to this. But whenever we choose to get the Fox News version of college football, like the propaganda networks for different conferences, like Big Ten has their own propaganda network.
And they do.
Everything's great. The other conference is evil. They're awful.
They're the bad ones. They're the issue.
They hate your sport.
They're coming to take your sport from you.
They are.
Millsack Sprague, we all know that you're a medium pizza guy. Okay. What type of side do you like with your pizza?
Wings,
breadsticks, garlic knots, salad, or other?
I know you guys want me to say salad with a medium pizza so you could add to the humor.
A kale salad with probably no dressing. You go dry. I'm lettuce like a rabbit.
Pretty firm anti-ordering salad from pizzerias. I'm not interested in eating the salad that I got in fifth grade. It's the same salad bag, so I don't do that. I love a good cheese stick. A breadstick is delightful.
Yeah.
But if it's just me, I have like an only guy's day where I'm eating my own order. Medium pizza and chicken wings. Mm. There you go.
Okay. Chicken wings are they're a good go-to with pizza.
Great go-to.
Another good little snacky food. They're kind of hanging out there in the background.
The prices of these things, though.
It's going up, Bob. It's going up.
I tried to order 12.
Not as affordable as it used to be.
And it was $19.
For 12 wings?
For 12 wings at a pretty popular chain. And I just went...
That seems a little aggressive.
That's insane.
That seems a little over the top.
I got 12 in a pack at Fred Meyer's for like $9. You're doubling me up. What's going on here?
People are texting in. Of course, is Glendevere's coming in. Wildwood's coming in a couple of times.
Wildwood's a pretty good one, too. It's a shorter course, though. The yardage isn't as long at Wildwood. Glendo's got a couple, but I don't find Glendo to be Chehalem or Oregon Golf Club.
No. Glendo's an up-and-downer, but it's not as bad as some of the other ones.
Well, the West Side's not really up
The West Side's not up. Yeah, it's the more difficult course. I always get the two mixed up. The more difficult course is the harder walk. Wildwood, I did learn that the first time I played there. It's like after three holes, I'm like, this is dumb. Why am I not in a cart?
Me, you, and your buddy Crawford played it a couple years ago. I walked. You guys got a cart. You made fun of me.
We did.
I did get to one of those par threes, and I'm like, well.
Going up those first couple of hills, like,
this is where you earn it.
I mean, you got to go stand on that tee box as you're trying to catch your breath. It's like hitting a free throw with 5 seconds left in an NBA game. You shank one. All right, there you go. Hey, great mail sack, everybody. We needed that. Yeah, persimmon is a really tough. People are texting in persimmon
as
well.
Oh, they got a stretch too, man.
I like walking it. I mean, that's my home course, so I play out there all the time. The front nine's not bad. There's two stretches on the back.
12
like 10
to
11, 12, you know, those kind of uphills to the next tee box. But then you get the great view, so it kind of gives you a reason to stand on the tee box and take a breather. But I do enjoy walking whenever I get the chance.
Yeah, but you get to the top of that par three on the back nine.
Yeah, number 12.
You're like Jamal Murray last night being interviewed.
I mean, you stuff one to 5 feet and make your birdie putt, baby.
I thought he was going to pass out live on TNT. He couldn't breathe.
I thought he was dead when he was on the floor. Everybody jumped on him. I'm like, can this guy breathe down here?
And AD definitely, somebody tweeted it out, AD definitely looked like a life alert old person that had fallen.
Help me. All right, we needed that one. Thanks for the morale boost. Let's get to what happened last night in the NBA and tie it into what's going on tonight in the NBA as the NBA playoffs continue. Also, we got some numbers starting to roll in about how many of y'all watched the opening weekend of the NBA playoffs. We'll have a couple of more thoughts on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Well, and a quick, well, duh, update. John Wilner's latest piece on Pac-12 finances is how Cal and Stanford athletic departments have massive budget shortfalls as they prepare for the ACC, where their partial share exists, is awaiting them. It doesn't make sense. They're not in great, Cal especially, not in great financial standing. And now you get to travel across the country.
I asked this, like, not as a shot. He's been on the show, I don't know, over a dozen times.
Yeah.
Do we still care about these financing stories? These, like, I don't know where everybody is.
Where are we going to be at on the non-regional Pac-12 schools next year, do you think? Like, are you still interested at all in what Arizona State do in the Big 12?
I mean, I'm interested because...
We like college
We're
football.
We're obsessed with college football, and we'll cover all of it. But am I? No.
I'm not following it. Cal and Stanford in the ACC doesn't do much for you.
Well,
Cal and Stanford in the Pac-12 didn't do anything for me to begin with.
Well, not unless Stanford was relevant. But
even then, they'd have a half-full stadium, and nobody cared down there.
Yeah, and Cal like kind of gets away with the same stuff. They just don't have quite the noise.
I think the good programs like Utah, I'm curious to see how Utah and Kyle do in the Big 12 because they've been consistently good over
Arizona
the years.
Arizona should be – they're pretty
They
stacked.
Should be pretty good. They've held on to – that's a whole other thing, by the way, as we just pivot to college football, which I'm totally fine with. There's a big consternation up in Seattle of when are we getting guys in the portal? because Fish came in and kind of sold a big, like, hey, don't worry, guys are coming, guys are coming, guys are coming. And there is some speculation that part of the reason he took the job in Washington offered him was because he said he was bringing certain guys with him. And I've been on this whole, like, yeah, let's wait and see, because the portal is still technically open, but the big fish are not coming with Fish.
Well, okay, so I want to go back to what you just asked, because Swag's saying Utah, and I'm with him. Your question's kind of weird in general, because, like, we're not going to not see what they're doing.
I mean, we're going to obviously see what they're doing, but do you care about a middle-of-the-road Big 12 team the way you would care about a middle-of-the-road Pac-12 team?
But I'm arguing, like, we care so much about college football, we may not talk about I don't think Arizona and Arizona State change conversationally for us as a show, being in the Pac-12 versus being in the Big 12. Hmm. How often did we have Arizona State segments? Well, sans Kenny Dillingham being hired.
Sure.
Herm Edwards being fired. How often did we talk Arizona in weeks where they played Stanford or Cal or, you know, Washington State? Like, I don't know if that conversation percentage changes just because of the conference stuff. On the Jed Fish thing, I guess I would say, one, if that is any truth to it, any merit, that they hired him with the idea that he's bringing things, you should not be in charge of hiring people.
Guy who hired him's already gone. So.
Well, but okay, and that's kind of a point, though. Like, why you do not hire a coach if your only reason is he may poach his old team? That is kind of idiotic to operate on. And to the fans that are like, when's the portal thing? I would actually argue, how plugged into the high schools has he gotten in Seattle since he got there? That is far more important than you hoping your Huskies go 8-4 this year. Mm-hmm. I would rather know he's being plugged back in, building it the high school way, and not saying, well, how come half our team isn't portal guys? And I'm not saying Husky fans are asking or saying that in general.
I've just seen a few tweets of like, maybe we should temper expectations for next year.
I would have said that no matter what you would have given me as an update. You were 11 and what, 12, 13 and 1, whatever that record was. Mm-hmm. You weren't going to do that next year, whether you had DeBoer or Fish. We all knew that.
Yeah.
Now, how far do you drop is kind of the question. I don't know if the bottom's completely fallen out to the point they can't be 6-6, 7-5, but that's kind of where I place first year expectation. I'd be more concerned about them plugging back into the Seattle Pipeline high school stuff. Then I would be like, how come you didn't take half your Arizona roster? Because it's weird, and you never can equate for the portal, I think, enough to say, well, this is doomed. Care more about plugging in back with high schools in the Seattle area than having half of Arizona's team wearing purple and gold.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned about, is he going to leave for Florida in a year? And do you have to go through this all over again? That, to me, would be the bigger concern, just of what that whole landscape looks like and the time to come and how the Pat Chun hire works. I think the question just about following those teams is like, we'd never pay attention to them unless they're playing Northwest teams, but that was the thing. At least they would play Northwest teams. Like, when Washington played Stanford, we talked about it because Stanford damn near beat them and Huskies were undefeated, and it was a talking point. Now Stanford's going to play, like, Virginia Tech. I think there will be zero conversation about that on my end, and I'm just curious. Like, how often did we talk about West Virginia last year?
What? Not often.
Not often. They won 9 games. Yeah. They're a fine team. Neil Brown had a pretty good year there, but they didn't play anybody locally or regionally, and they were middle of the road in the Big 12.
It's just a week-to-week thing. It depends what catches our eye.
Yeah, who they're playing. Like, that's the thing with, like, Arizona and Arizona State. Like, now that they're no longer playing Oregon State, Washington State, do we care? Do we follow? I don't know. I'm curious to see how that all shakes out next year in a new year of college football. But didn't get to the NBA playoffs there. Let's close up with that, because last night was a classic. We got a poll question on it. Does Phoenix bounce back and even the series? Where's the interest level and Dame going for a 2-0 series lead over Indiana? We'll close it up there next on The Fam. Well, we asked last night at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. You can go give us a follow there. We tweet out all sorts of cool stuff.
And we follow you back. And I want to say real quick on this note, I saw an interaction. I was late to the party.
Oh, yeah.
We had some beaver on beaver crime in our mentions on Sunday night.
What were they arguing on Sunday night?
It's just... I don't know.
Okay.
But I saw the back and forth. And one of them has an account that I've never seen in my life. Mm. It's got a cartoon beaver as its avatar.
Okay.
And a beaver fan was telling us to unfollow that account because we do the you follow us, we'll follow you back thing. Yeah. And they said that they were my homie. And I just tell you, that term in general doesn't really stick in my life But if you are, I don't know who you are because I don't talk about Twitter. I don't tell people, anybody in my life, to follow me on Twitter.
Reveal yourself. Reveal your identity.
I kind of wanted to ask and jump in and be like, who are you? Can you give me a name? Because homie is a very specific term.
The whole anonymous Twitter thing is always bothersome to me, but, you know, to each their own. Inspired by Inside the NBA just now, was that the greatest doubleheader in TNT history last night? 58% of you say yes, it was. I have no frame of reference. It's hard to think of specific doubleheaders, but to have two playoff games come down on the wire, basically final moments, one a game-winning shot, one a shot with... How much time was left in the Knicks game? Like eight seconds?
Oh, when DiVincenzo hit that three. Eight, seven seconds, yeah.
So you got a go-ahead three, less than 10 seconds left, and a game-winning shot. It's as good as it could possibly get. Do we get a repeat tonight? Are we excited about all three matchups tonight?
I think Pacers play significantly better. They missed all their threes.
They did. They were not good.
Dame, I don't think he's going for 35 in the first half again. Let's see. The other one would
be Phoenix. Minnesota's your first up.
Phoenix going to show up?
I think Phoenix will show up. I like defensively what Minnesota was showing at Booker, being physical with him, throwing a couple at him, getting the ball out of his hands. I kind of like Minnesota to win a tighter ball game tonight.
The big one is, do the Mavs show up?
And that's,
I think I'm going to gamble on the Mavs tonight.
Favorites.
They're 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah, you know,
I think I'm gambling on them tonight. I'm riding the Mavs tonight.
For all the LeBron, Joel Embiid, you know, the superstar who loses a game and kind of what the national stuff is, does any of this happen for Luka if they go down 0-2?
It should.
They were favorites. I mean, I picked the Mavs to win this series.
Yeah, a lot of people picked them.
No idea if Kawhi is going to come and play. Kawhi's coach doesn't even know.
He has no clue. Can James Harden do that again in a playoff game? Because what was he from three? Like 6 of 10 from three in game one?
20 first half points.
He was huge for them in the first half as they blew him out early.
Their underrated thing was Zubac kicked their ass down low. Mm. They had Lively and Gafford had no answer for what Zubac was. Not that he's like some all-world center. Kyrie's got to show up in the first half. Like, everybody said, well, Kyrie and Luka combined for it. Yeah, he had all those points in the second half when they were down 30.
Yeah, they're down. It's all garbage time.
You got to come out and you got to be aggressive. Luka, man, like, this is, I talked about it with Ann Edwards. We talked about it with Zion in the play-in. This is legacy-building stuff. Luka's had some really impressive performances. He's got to lift him up tonight. This is going to be all, what does Luka do? He's got to shoot better from the field than he did. Get Kyrie involved. Get Kyrie going early.
Yeah.
And Washington, Gafford, Kleber, like all of these guys, these role guys, show up. Stop looking like dudes who, you know, the lights are too bright.
I think I'm riding the Heater right now. I think I'm riding the Mavs tonight.
We got a dirt parlay?
I'm just going one game tonight. I don't have a feel for the other games. I like Minnesota, but that's my heart. That's not my head. So I think I'm going to stay away from betting that. And Milwaukee in Indiana is weird. I don't know if that's a reliable performance for Milwaukee without Giannis. I don't think Indiana's that good, but can they play worse than they did in game one?
Halliburton's pretty
awful. Halliburton was terrible. Like, he has to be better than that, right? But there's always the fear if Dame goes off, then it's just you get the same thing. So I think the only bet I'm making tonight is Dallas over L.A. Do you like Winnipeg tonight? You like Winnipeg 2-0 series lead?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
The over-under is only 6.5 goals.
Doesn't that make you question it, though?
That's a double take. That's a double take. Yeah, Why is that only 6.5? What's going on there?
Huh? Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Snip, snap. We go hockey parlay tonight. Vancouver's your late game against Nashville at home. Florida, Tampa. You got four games in the NHL tonight. Rangers and Capitals. Capitals are terrible. Gamble on the Rangers. Just a forewarning for you. The Capitals should not be in the playoffs.
If the Caps can't stay out of the penalty box, they...
Rangers are a wagon. Yeah. They're at home. The Capitals suck. They're like one of the worst playoff teams since like 1990.
So are we going Panthers, Rangers... Canucks.
I think I'm going to go all home parlay tonight.
So hockey still, by the way.
Watch out for the Preds.
Preds
played well.
We've only had one road win so far.
Yeah, just one.
Only one.
Your Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
They did it last night.
Austin Matthews.
Got it. They did it last night. There you go, folks.
Didn't you call them choke artists yesterday?
I mean, they are choke artists, but I'm rooting for them.
They'll lose in seven.
I mean, they're going to blow it.
But
they always blow
they'll make it interesting.
It's fun to root for them, though. Because they care. They care. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. Tomorrow, we have a take on Caleb Williams for you. We got to talk about that. Reaction to, of course, what happens tonight in the NBA playoff world. Hopefully, we get another night tonight like we did last night. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube when we were able to get up on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the show, or the channel, I should say, and like the video while you're there. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.